This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dish is going to the show and I'm just a regular guy. Saw this new movie yesterday. Imagines what the world would be like with no Beatles. Well, first of all, me using the word imagine would not instantly make you think about John Lennon. And I got to tell you, everything would be different. But I think we can all agree the world is a much better place with the Beatles. That's just simple arithmetic, my friend. And one of the main points of this movie, a sort of silly but entertaining fantasy musical romantic comedy with a bunch of Beatles songs that are so good on their own, you even like them when they're sung by an English guy named Jack, the main character. Now, Jack is a very unsuccessful guy with a guitar. He's singing his songs, and nobody cares. He's got five fans, including his manager and lifelong friend, who he doesn't even know he's in love with or that she's in love with him, which gives it the romantic comedy angle, right? Well, one day, there just happens to be a worldwide power outage that lasts for 12 seconds. And while the power is out, he gets hit by a bus that knocks him out. When he wakes up, he's in a hospital with the manager, who he doesn't know he's in love with. And when he makes a reference to the Beatles, she looks at him like he's nuts. She has no idea who or what he's talking about. And this happens again and again and again. And he finally figures it out. The Beatles never existed in this new reality. And a punchline is that only he remembers the Beatles songs. So needless to say, his career takes an upswing because he says he wrote these songs. And everybody is blown away by all of this new music, life-changing music, right? Even Ed Sheeran, who is in this movie, and to his credit, he makes fun of himself. Anyway, as Jack becomes the most important artist of his generation, the movie goes into areas of honesty, you know, being a liar, being a fraud, whether fame and fortune even makes you happy. Now, I know that might all sound stupid, but it don't come off that way because the movie is funny, especially Kate McKinnon from Saturday Night Live. Oh. And it's got some of the best songs ever written, which just shows you how much we would miss the Beatles if they were never around. I got to tell you, pal, yesterday, I kind of believed in it. Now, if you want to hear some of my other reviews, those are at 93XRT.com. Get them on a podcast. And I'm just a regular guy on 93XRT, Chicago's finest rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.